Well, we're here, and we've been here, and we're going to stay here right up until 3 o'clock. Our Bankers Life, Boomers and Beyond, Comprehensive Expo for your future. It's all about your future, and it's presented by Milford Hospital. Well, a lot of people know who this is. Dr. John Irving is with me, and the good doctor is our orthopedic group specialist. And he's got some stuff. Doctor, I can't even read half of these Greek words, so help me out. What is this? What are all your specialties?
Hi, Jim.
I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you. Appreciate the time to talk to me. So, yes, I'm part of Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists. We're a division called the Orthopedic Group, and you're looking at my business card there.
Yeah. So. Pretty impressive stuff there, Doc.
Thanks. It's a lot of fun.
You brought some, I ruined it already. You brought some total knee system displays. Boy, I've talked to Doc. I don't know. What is going on with people's knees today? I mean, they're like, it's the biggest thing going.
Well, Jim, I wanted to bring these props so our listeners could see what we're talking about. Of course,
yeah, we'll have to be very descriptive.
What I have in front of me is what a prototypical total hip and knee replacement look like today.
Oh, that's the hip. What is that? Boy, I'd make a good doctor, wouldn't I?
We're going back to 7th and 8th grade biology.
Yes, please. Take me there.
This is the hip.
That's
the
hip.
And this is the knee. And the hip is a ball and socket.
Yeah.
And the knee is a hinge, kind of like a hinge. And, you know, they're wearing out. They're wearing out in very high frequency today to the point that last year in the United States there were almost 750,000 knee replacement surgeries done, and over 500,000 hip replacement surgeries.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
The number is just expected to almost double in the next 15 years. That's a lot of people needing their hip and knee replacements.
As a physician, do you find it, as I do, not being a physician, nor do I play one on the radio, do you find this amazing? To me, I'm old enough to think you can make a new hip, you can give somebody a new knee. I'm like, whoa, let's talk about that. That's some pretty, to me, marvelous stuff, no?
It is, and, you know, we're lucky to be alive in 2016.
Indeed.
40 years ago was just the infancy of hip and knee replacements, and you can project your grandfather, great-great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, and what these people ever did with their worn-out hips and knees. I just feel so bad for that generation, and a lot of those were, you know, part of the greatest generations.
They were,
but
indeed.
Here we are today with remarkable technology, and over 40 years we've really solidified the implants that we use for both the hips and the knees and the surgical techniques. And one thing I talked about in my lecture is our goal now is really to work with the patient to drive down the discomfort and the fear of the pain of having your hip and knee replacement, and at the same time significantly cut the narcotic opioid use after surgery.
Wow.
That's really important. And you know, again, there's been some incredible new techniques with our anesthesia colleagues doing what we call regional blocks, spinal, epidural, nerve blocks, local anesthesia, some medication we give by vein. We've easily cut the amount of narcotic that a patient needs after a hip and knee by more than half in the last 2 to 3 years.
Wow, that kind of progress?
It's great. People are bright. They're happy. They're participating.
And they're home earlier.
And they're home earlier.
Yeah.
And not because we're kicking them out.
No.
It's because they're ready to go, and that's the place you want to be.
Wow.
People, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, doctor. I'm while you're explaining all that, I'm looking at the knee, the hip, you know. The knee with all that moving stuff and the shifting stuff and the, what is this? This is like a muscle or?
Well, sure. The knee is made up of the knee replacement is made up of a cap that goes over the end of the femur bone. It goes on a cap at the top of the tibia bone. And what you were specifically commenting about is, and I get this question from patients, all the time. Huh. What do you do with my kneecap? Do I have my kneecap?
Can I take it home in a bag?
This is a kneecap. And in actuality, the kneecap in most people is about an inch thick. Two-thirds of that is encased in the tendons of the muscles of your leg.
Yeah.
But one-third actually participates in the knee. So we actually shave off the bottom third, and we replace that piece that's, the big word is intra-articular, part of the knee joint, with a plastic piece that then rides into the runners.
That's something. That is something. So when you say knee replacement, you're not, if I get it right, you're not replacing the knee. You're replacing a part of it.
It's a great point. It really is. We're just resurfacing the ends of the bone.
Okay.
Very important point. I'm glad you mentioned that. We don't wholesale cut out the knee.
Yeah.
We leave almost all the ligaments of the knee. Most of the time in an arthritic process, the anterior cruciate ligament is gone. But the other three ligaments are there.
And that's the part, doctor, then the shaving part of the knee and then the replacement with this facility here, that's the part that creates the pain or the discomfort?
Sure.
And wears down.
It's very practical for your listeners to think of arthritis as your tire going bald and driving on Connecticut roads.
Yeah.
So you're worn out tire, driving in potholes,
yeah.
It hurts.
Hip emplacements. My history about hip emplacements, I think the first time I kind of was introduced as a casual observer, Elizabeth Taylor.
Sure.
She had one, and then she had two.
Right.
And
right.
If we remember watching her on TV before she had the replacements, I mean, she had a crutch in one hand, a crutch in the other hand. I'm thinking, oh, Elizabeth Taylor, she's a wreck. God bless her. May she rest in peace. She had hip emplacements. And if I understand it correctly, too, and we're speaking with the good Dr. Irving, the orthopedic group at our Milford Hospital, which is kind of way out front in this whole replacement horizon. I mean, you guys are leading this. You guys are kind of the go-to experts in the field. This is very, I don't want to say common, but it's common now, right, to get this kind of procedure done. It's almost like, cataract surgery or hair implants, for heaven's sakes.
Well, you know, as I said earlier, there were 750,000 Americans had their knee replaced last year, and over 500,000 had their hips replaced. And at Milford Hospital, we do over 600 of those patients every year. We have a terrific facility. It's a private wing. All the rooms in that wing
are just dedicated to
rooms.
That?
It's just dedicated to total hip and knees. We've been open since 2005. We've had over 4,000 patients come through our doors. They love it. We are always in the top 1% in the country in patient satisfaction from surveys that they fill out.
I spoke to Karen about that. She's very proud about all of that.
We have a Blue Cross and a Cigna Center of Distinction. We have happy patients. We have very happy nurses and therapists. We have a great outcome.
That's a wonderful thing to know. And again, how long have you been practicing this kind of orthopedic surgery, Dr. Irving?
About 30 years.
So I always ask the question when I find out you've been doing this for your whole life, this is what you do. Obviously, you love it. You don't do this kind of work. Yeah, I'll either be a mechanic or you don't do it. You know, you have a real passion for this. What have you seen from your first graduating class to your first patient to where we are today in 2016, even after you've said only the past 3-4 years, big advances in the application and use of medication and opioids? What was that?
Sure.
Holy cow, am I doing the right thing by doing this? This is great.
Just in general, we've figured out how to make the operations work. We've figured out less invasive ways to make the operation work. And most importantly, now we have very standardized implants for both the hip and the knee that can, with just a little bit of luck, offer a patient at least 20 years of good use before hopefully only a small portion, the plastic piece, your brake lining, if you will, might have to be redone, but that's remarkable. And some other time, maybe we can talk about, you know, longevity.
What's next? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm off topic, but shoulders and I don't know what else. Necks? I mean, what?
There's not much that can't be replaced. Total shoulders have been around for 30 years. It was an operation I used to do. I've turned it over to people who have a more directed interest. Again, it's a terrific operation. Elbows, wrists, toes, fingers.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
There were artificial discs that are still being developed for the back and the neck. We've literally become the $6 million man.
Yeah, it used to be a TV show, and it was
right.
All fantasy.
Right.
Now fantasy has become reality. Must be very exciting for you as a physician and everyone at Milford Hospital with a specialty from the orthopedic group with a dedicated wing and a dedicated staff, and this is what you do in addition to everything else. This is a specialty. Are you excited to say, you know, Jim, maybe 2, 3, 5, 7 years from now, we're going to be able to do this? You know, something new that
sure.
People thinking, that could never do that. How about a head transplant?
Well, we've come close with face transplants, haven't we?
Isn't that something,
but,
huh?
But, you know, Jim, it's just kind of like I like the operation so much. This is what I do. This is what I've done. That I had all four of my joints replaced, both hips and both knees. And they're going on 5 to 10 years, and there's not much I don't do with them.
How tall are you?
6'4".
Okay, so how did you come to a point as a physician who would give yourself the best advice you could give yourself as a physician? I got my knees done, I got my hips done. What is it that did, what it did to your body that you had to get all of that done?
I guess
you play like basketball?
I guess Forrest Gump would say, I guess I just wore out.
Wow.
So,
and this is something that came to you naturally. You were not hesitant at all to, must be tough to be a physician and do this for a living and then have to go to somebody else and let them do to you what you do to people.
Oh, no, I took it very seriously.
Sure.
When you're waiting on the stretcher to go into surgery, particularly having your first hip or knee replaced, and many of my patients express that same concern and anxiety about you're going to get a part.
Yeah.
And it's you know, you can think about it and think about it. It's a serious operation. We've done terrific things, and the outcomes are successful 98-99% of the time. But you have to take it seriously.
Sure.
And make sure all the I's are dotted, T's crossed before you do the operation.
And doctor would always recommend that this would be correct, or maybe we don't want to do it quite yet. I mean, you don't just say, I want to get my knee. Yeah, come on in Thursday. We'll take care of it. I mean, there's a whole process. So
right.
if someone is experiencing knee pain, how much, this is a dopey question, but how much discomfort, how much pain would someone as yourself, Dr. Irving, say, well, that's normal? At what point does it become, you know, we got to take a look at that and do something?
Of course, your body's telling you something. No pain is normal. That's your body's mechanism for telling you something is amiss. People have all sorts of levels of tolerance of their pain. But again, as you pointed out, once you try things, whether it's medication, braces, injections, physical therapy, and you've exhausted those, and the pain still is increasing, and it's interfering with your lifestyle, your activities of daily living, your social life, and particularly for older patients, their safety
falling
and their independence,
yeah,
it's time to consider having your hip and knee replaced.
And what would you say, and again, I go back to this whole thing about it's like electronics today. You know, you buy the phone, and 10 months later, where'd you get that phone? That thing's an antique. Medicine seems to be just, you know, skyrocketing. And again, it goes back to that thing, 30 years in the business, you must have seen incredible advances. If everything goes normal in a knee or a hip replacement, and we're speaking with Dr. Irving, the orthopedic group at Milford Hospital, doing some great work, I always pause to say that, community hospital, community-based. Oh, yeah, Milford Hospital, I've heard of it. Well, continue to listen to the progress Milford Hospital is making, because I think you guys are on the, you know, the cutting edge of really becoming a name that people will recognize with great respect and consideration, as opposed to some of the bigger guys who do a lot of the advertising, see them everywhere, you know, they're big facilities. Nothing wrong with that. But if everything goes well and there's nothing that, you know, goes screwy, if somebody comes in for a knee replacement, generally speaking, and I know you're a physician, so you speak very carefully, coming into the hospital at Milford Hospital Orthopedic Group and leaving Milford Hospital Orthopedic Group, period of time.
So the typical hospital stay for a hip is 1 to 2 nights. Sometimes we do this as an outpatient.
Oh, for
Pete's sake. We offer it to very healthy younger patients, and they successfully do go home the same day. More typically, in very wide range of ages, the patients are there 1 night. For knees, patients generally stay 1 to 2 nights, even to the third. And the reason is that we're more aggressive on our pain management. We don't want the patient to feel the pain for even the first 24 to 48 hours
in the knee. And when you first started doing this, what was that like?
It was difficult because we didn't have these blocks, the spinals. Patients would wake up and they'd be in severe pain, and the only thing you could do is pump narcotics at them. But I would like to just make one comment about what you said about our community hospital. Both with myself, Dr. Lahav, Dr. Schachter, and the other surgeons who operate at Milford Hospital, we just don't draw from the Milford area. Our patients have come from
all over the world.
Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Florida, Virginia, Texas. We've had patients from Germany, Italy, Australia, to name a few, Nigeria, that have come to our facility to have their hips and knees replaced.
So isn't that something?
We're
cutting edge.
We do great work in a very patient-oriented. It's a very restorative center. I think that's what patients comment on. It's quiet in their rooms. They're all private rooms. It's quiet. The nurses have been there. They know what they do. They give very specialty-specific nursing care.
That's so good to know. It's so
terrific.
Comforting. It's comforting to know, because nobody wants to go to the hospital. You go to the hospital because something isn't, you know, the way you want it to be or it should be.
Yeah.
So once you get past that kind of threshold and you say, okay, suck it up, Nancy. You know, you got to, you know, get this done. The reality is that stuff is available today that can improve your lifestyle. If you have a difficult time getting in and out of the car, or you're always on the couch because you can't walk, or all the things that people want to do on a regular basis. I mean, how many people do we know personally that you say, hey, let's go to the mall and walk around. They just put the Christmas tree up. Nah, you know, my legs, my knees, my hip. I can, you know, that's the time to really give serious consideration to enhancing your life, improving your life, quality of life, in a procedure that probably people are terrified to think, oh, my God, I'll be in the hospital for 15 days. No, you won't. If everything goes, you know, average care, average time in and out, couple of days.
Couple of days, and you hit the nail on the head. That is exactly the scenario that many patients give when they come in for an evaluation. We hope that patients do hear this and that they make an appointment with their orthopedic surgeons. You know, we're all board-certified orthopedic surgeons.
Do you get a lot of referrals from doctors and other facilities maybe that don't specialize like Milford Hospital does in the hip and the knee replacement?
Sometimes, but that's not our main focus. We're not a university setting to have things refer to us. Our main referral pattern is actually mouth-to-mouth, patient-to-patient.
That's the best.
It's terrific.
Say in my line of work, you can't pay people to say something nice.
Right.
Well, Dr. Irving, you did a great job, and we appreciate it very much. And to get in contact with you, doctor, or your other specialty doctors at the orthopedic group. And again, it is a specialty. You've dedicated a whole wing. You have a staff that pretty much only does knee and hip replacements with all the, I guess, the electronic equipment and medical stuff that you need. You know, you're not rolling carts out of, the geriatric section. Yeah, we need that cart. Bring it over here. That's not what's happening there, right?
No, we're a very self-contained unit, which is why we have such a low infection rate, a low rate of blood clots, a very low rate of complications.
Wonderful. So. Get in contact with the good Dr. Irving, his calming nature. You're very calming, you know. It's good to know that you know when a doctor is going to say, "Oh, my God, what did you do to that knee?" How do you get in contact with you?
Well, they certainly could contact Milford Hospital, and the main number there is 203-876-4000, or directly with my group, which is the Orthopedic Group Division of Connecticut Orthopedic Specialists. That number is 203-865-6784.
I really like this guy. There's something special about you, doctor, when I look at you. I'm a big believer in, looking at somebody one-on-one. And this is a doctor who's been there and done that. Both knees, both hips. So when somebody says, "Oh, God, doc, you don't know what it's feeling." You say, "Oh, yes, I do. Touch this hip, touch that hip, touch this knee, touch that knee. Make the square. Had it all done." So you can really relate and be compassionate. To the degree, yeah, been there, done that. I know what you're feeling. I know what your concerns are. Good to meet you.
Jim, thank you so much
thank
for having
you, doctor.
Me. And I want to thank you for putting on such a spectacular event here today.
Well, you at Milford Hospital and all your physicians up and down the line are held in high esteem here, and that's why we're proud to call it the Banker's Life, Boomers and Beyond Comprehensive Expo for Your Future, presented by Milford Hospital. So we'll see you next year.
We'll see you next year. Have a good
afternoon.
Good
deal. And thanks for bringing the little Jim Buchanan, make it real simple, displays of the artificial hip and the artificial knee.
Thanks,
Doc. God bless for your good work. Appreciate it. Really nice.